is passion or poison?
That was really close. He seems set on doing it. What should I do? Should I tell Aunt Sally? Oh, if only Mama were here. Then there are school fees. If I tell anyone, Daddy will stop paying for my education. I've come this far by him. Oh, Daddy, indeed. Is he still a daddy after this? Oh, and where is my real dad? Mama! Who's my real father? Before Mr. Msenze came into our lives, Mama was struggling to feed me and send me to school. She worked as an office messenger in the Ministry of Education. She always told me that what she earned was barely enough to keep us going. She said that my real father had come into her life and disappeared just like that. At the time, it didn't make sense. As a child, I had always prayed that my mother would one day find my father. I longed to live like the other children at school. They talked about their fathers with fondness. How I longed for a daddy. That was almost 10 years ago. I'm now a second-year law student. I remember the first time he came home with Mama. Almost 10 years ago. Mama had woken up earlier than usual to tidy up the house and told me that she would come home with a guest. A guest. A guest. Mama. I got up, dressed up. In no minutes I was up and about the house, sweeping, dusting, and singing all at once. Mama has a guest today, Mama has a guest today. She's happier than she's ever been before. Mama has a guest today, Mama has a guest today. I ought to wish her sunny days ahead. I still wonder where in hell such a tune could have come from. But there I was, fussing over a guest I had not seen yet. The wait seemed like forever. I did not even hear the car break. The knock sprung me to the door. I opened it. Towering behind Mama was this hunk. Wow, he'd pass for a prince. Handsome, majestic. I led them into the house. I knelt down and greeted Mama. Then I turned to the guest and, smiling sheepishly, I held out my hand to him. Erade Sevo, we exchanged greetings. Funny why, as a child, I felt the featheriness of his palm. Lucky Mama. That is how Mr. Msenze came to live with us. He started off as a frequent visitor. Slowly by slowly, his clothes began to be washed among ours. Mama began referring to him as Omwami Wange in the company of her buddies. Naturally, I called him Tata. I came to like him. He seemed to fill that empty daddy spot in my life. Tata took on the full responsibility of providing for us. He sent me to a posh school, brought home all the goodies that we had all seen in catalogs before. Life took a new easy turn. We swam in luxury for 8 years. However, Mama was diagnosed with cancer. In no time, she had become real thin. Before I could catch up with the reality of the situation, Mama was terminally ill. Finally, she died. I'm very cold, curled on the floor behind one of the sofa seats. My shoulder hurts. Oh, I've twisted something. Maybe a muscle. It must have happened when I yanked myself out of his grip. God, he's hunting for me. Queer how a government official stomps around the house in his boxers. Come on, sleep. Give me a break. I don't need you now. The heavy sleep I am nearly got me off guard a few hours ago. It was all like a sweet dream. Someone caressing my nape. I blinked. A beam of moonlight pierced my eyes. Psh, I turned. And there he was, fidgeting with the neck hook of my nightshirt. Since Mama's death, Tata has been the shoulder to cry on when it all seemed impossible. There have been moments of such grief when we've both broken down and wept. It was during such a moment that he asked me to leave my hostel and come home to stay with him. The house is empty and cold, sweetheart. I miss you so much. Seeing no harm in the idea of living with my stepfather, I packed my stuff and he drove me home. It was Saturday, so I had weekend plans. As soon as I had unpacked my bags, I showered, changed, and I was out of the house by 4 o'clock. I hung out with my buddies until late. My former roommate's brother drove me home past midnight. The gate man opened for me. The light in the living room was on. I let myself into the house through the back door. As I crept past the doorway of the living room, he howled, "Solomé!" I jolted. Sheepishly, I walked into the living room. He was sitting in the big chair by the stereo. His face was still. He did not smile or blink. That is the same empty gaze he wore this evening as he tried. Grimly, he told me that night that parties and home drops were not permitted, that the maid was to leave. She would only be coming in once a week, and that would be eating out. At the time, this decision seemed quite okay. And that's how it has been. We've been together to all those happening places around town. We have dined and wined for the last 2 years. Somehow, the sad memory of Mama and the grief seem to have just disappeared into the background. Life has taken a different dimension. Daddy and I seek solace in each other, but of late, he has been acting strange, unusually quiet and withdrawn. His behavior seems to have affected me as well. My friends are questioning my new irritable attitude recently. I can't tell them what's causing it. Should I ask him what the somber mood is for? But that would seem like going so far. He's my dad. I can't help wondering how Natsu could have got the CD that he has been playing for the past few months. The way he's been singing the song tells it all. Bikula kabina solo me, nabayama vere solo me bikonde. I'm cold. He tore off all the buttons on my nightshirt, which is concrete evidence, but the law states that a victim of assault should report their case to the police and later appear in court with visual evidence of the assault. But how in Kampala do I stand bruised and in tatters? I would be in Bukedde the following day. Mulalu! The headlines will read in bold black and white. I must decide. I have my integrity to protect. Above all, I have Mama's dignity to uphold. Where could Mr. Caring turned cunning be? Does the break of a new day spell a new beginning for me? My God, he's sleeping in the sofa behind which I'm crouching. God give my feet the softest tiptoe and the swiftness of a deer. I have to leave the house. God, he's stirring. He's waking up. Quietly does it. Goodbye home. Mr. Mzenzi can go to hell on foot. I lived through that night, so I know I'll pull through on my own. But where to now? Who will help me now? Oh!